This is the news.
Hello all.
Welcome as we set up this snowball mic, positioning it right in front of us. I feel like that's alright, what do you think?
And we've not sat in it.
Is that right?
Holy, you're a mess.
It's the dream team. It's the dream team, isn't it? So this is 24.
I wouldn't get a black lip.
24. This is the 24th podcast. What month?
Did I tell you last week that I thought I broke the port on my phone and I couldn't charge it properly?
October.
November, yeah. We got loads and loads and loads coming up, been going on. And we just kind of want to go through what we've been going, what we've been doing. It is working, yeah, we got it set up. So we had a bit of trouble with the snowball this morning. But now we've got it on. And you're ready to get to hear our wonderful voices.
Yeah, cleaned all the fluff out.
Yeah. That means it's on. Means we're in business. Most recently, not green. Nah, green would have been a better colour for Go, wouldn't it? For it's working. Green would be better.
Right.
Should we go with it? So, Heritage Premiere was last month. Thank you so much to everyone that came. It looked really busy. There were loads and loads of people that came. Fantastic numbers. There was loads and loads of. Would you say Knives Company?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were the films like?
It's amazing.
Amazing. So we had, what was there?
Punk.
Do you want a lift to the Buccaneers? I'm going to pop out.
TV Killed the Cinema, the film. Cinema. Was that good? Did it look good on the projector?
Yeah.
I bet it did.
You know, what, getting a shower?
We had loads of.
Well, do you want to do that right now?
We had loads and loads of costumes like you could wear, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, we had puzzles. Okay. We had, you know, could leave your feedback on film paper. We tried to make it as immersive as possible, as interesting and accessible as possible. It's going, now we've had the premiere.
And we had to go with.
Great films?
Them go with. Them.
All right.
Go with.
Go. I need it from Tesco's, if that's right, because they're not.
Oh,
yeah, Tesco, she's
in
quiz. Bam. We just smashed out some banging Macaton. So there were quizzes, yeah. So games and themes. How were they? Were they fun? Nice. So really, it was a success by the sounds of it. Yeah. Family came.
Yeah.
Mum came. Cool. So it's going to be, if you missed it, fear not. It's going to be touring around Crediton for the following months up till Christmas. We've got it in the library, in the community bookshop, in the congregational church. I'll put the exact dates in the description below. So if you want to see, if you have an opportunity to see some of it, a portion of it, all of it, check it out where it'll be. So that's Heritage Project done. Making waves. We're doing Christmas wreaths, Christmas themed stuff, because it's coming up, isn't it? It's coming up. For better or for worse, it's coming up. So if you want any Christmas theme, you've got any Christmas themed ideas for stockings and things, just hit us up and we'll see if we can make them. It's coming up. It's impending. So we've got needle photo decorations that you can have. Yeah? That's, you know, anything like that. Snowmen, I'm sure we could make, you know. Santa, anything. We're really good at needle felting. Hampers and stockings. We're all going to try and make them upcycled as well. So if we have any ideas that we can make from old things, it's really, really good to be able to do it with. What else? Dartington gig? You won't be with us then, will you?
No.
So Luke's joining the band after that. As a...
dumb.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to be a drummer in it. So, it's on the 26th of October, the Dartington gig.
Yeah.
Come see us. Honestly, it's in the hall. Our set's around 6 or 6.30. We're just going to finalise that soon. We're going to have, for the first time ever as well, we've got videos and backdrop from some of our heritage films and from some pictures that we get, that we've done. And we're trying to make a more immersive band experience for everyone. We got 360 videos. It's something that we're starting to do. When Ben was chatting about it, what was he chatting about?
I never did.
It's a GoPro, basically. You're not seeing it? So basically, it's a GoPro that you wear on your chest.
Go.
And it's called a 360 GoPro. So you wear it, and you walk around, and you explore an area while recording. And then you've got all this footage, and then you can watch it back, and it feels like an immersive experience because you're watching this 360 kind of view of the space. And why we're doing that is we're doing that because then people can experience the space. Oh, it's okay, so this is what happens in this space. And it gets rid of that nervous aspect to it. So it's really cool for people that, you know, maybe feeling a bit nervous or just are unsure about what's in a space. Does that sound cool?
Yeah.
So we're writing down a list of all the spaces that people might want to explore. If you've got any spaces that you think might be cool, or you think, you know, oh, I've not been here and I'm a bit nervous, or maybe whatever, I want to see what this space would be like, hit us up and we're going to upload the full thing to YouTube and our website. So let us know. And that's a really cool idea. Another route?
No.
What's been going on with another route? Yeah.
Garden.
Yeah. So we do gardening services, don't we?
Yeah.
So if you hit us up, if you've got a garden that he's doing, we will offer gardening services. Planting, weeding, making it look beautiful. We've got, in early November, we've got North Devon Permaculture visiting us. They're basically another community interest company that focuses on sustainable gardening.
Yeah.
So we've got them for three or four workshops in November, actually, which is really cool. Have you seen the Four Mills Lane space? It's like an allotment in Crediton.
For the garden.
That we've been clearing out, yeah.
Flowers.
So on the first workshop they visit us in November, they're going to plan and design a space there. The second workshop, they're going to put that design into action. For the third workshop, they're going to make it self-sustaining and put a loo in there and loads of cool stuff like that.
Right, Amy.
And then for the fourth one, I think they're just going to evaluate it and see how it works.
Yeah.
Cool.
Heyo.
We've got Jack joining us.
Heyo.
For our Inclusive Journeys news. So recently, other Tom, Tall Tom, has been project managing our Equal Access to Inclusive Journeys project. And Jack's recently taken a London trip with Hugo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you get to London?
By train.
Cool. It's all about taking the train, isn't it?
Yeah.
The project.
Yeah. Yes. And the weird thing is that both the train ride from there to back home were actually a lot shorter than I thought. Like they are still young journeys, but like I always assumed that I'd be napping during the way, and I never did because I never felt all that young.
That's really cool.
Even with all the recently cover stars, but
yeah. So the journey was all right then.
Yeah, nice.
So what did you think of London as well?
Yeah, it was nice. It was quite big, of course. I would say it's a bit of a hassle to travel around if you don't have a car.
That's a good point.
That's for sure.
So you didn't like the underground?
Yes.
Would have been.
Hugo even had to ask for the directions by one of the staff at one point. It was just.
I think that's the thing with travel, is there's always that unexpected element in there. So you can plan indefinitely, but there'll always be something that comes up. So it's just about being, you know, prepared, as best prepared as you can. So I know that Hugo put in a lot of planning into that to make sure it was as good and as smooth as possible. So it was a successful trip. What did you see in London?
On our first morning there, we actually stayed at a fancy hotel.
Very nice.
Hotel place with the stuff. And on our first morning there, we went to this nice aquarium place. That was near the London Eye.
Cool. So where else?
It was yeah, nice fishes there, a nice turtle and jet. Oh my God, some nice jellyfish there too. And there was even a game, a simulation game where you could even design your own jellyfish. It was great.
That's really cool.
Pattern shape, it was great. Yeah.
So just think, like the trains, like going up to London has meant that it's made much easier for you and Hugo just to go up and see that.
Yes. I would say, when often we would go there by car, then it would feel quite young, I would say. But trains are more often a yard quicker than it would actually soon.
So was it busy on the train? Was it all right in terms of how many people were on there?
Train, why, to London or the underground? I don't know which one you mean.
Train up to London.
It was fine, and and then after that we took the yarn and underground quite history to Harry Potter world.
Oh, what did you think?
Oh God, yes, it was nice. I have been there once before, a long time ago, but it was Hugo's first time, and yeah, he said to me that place gave him a new appreciation of how the films were made.
That's really cool. So is there somewhere else that you'd like to go on the train, or you think would be good for other people to go on the train? Because obviously you went to London. Is there somewhere else that you'd rather go next time on the train?
I don't know. I don't usually go on young train travels. I can't help you on that front, basically. I can't.
Brilliant. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, perfect. I think another part of the inclusive journeys was about promoting the use of the railway for everyone. So I think another part of it is we're going to make an accessible journeys from credit and leaflet. So I think that's part that everyone's a part of that. So Tom is also working on that with the gang, and that should be coming to fruition soon. So hopefully we're in business.
This is Abby's History Section song.
Hello and welcome to the history birthday, whatever you want to call it, part of the podcast.
Best intro ever.
Yep. And today we have me, Abby.
Amy.
Tom.
Look.
Yeah, we do.
And we are talking about Charles Schultz. I think that's how you say his
Charles
last name.
Charles Schultz.
I hope I'm not insulting him, even though he's dead, by saying his last name wrong.
No, it's a really cool name.
Okay,
I think that's right.
Yeah.
And he's a really cool figure as well. So, tell us a bit about Charles Schultz.
So, Charles Monroe Sparky Schultz.
Sparky?
Yeah, might be a nickname, you never
know. I like it.
Born on November 26, 1922 in Avocado! Sorry, I swore.
We'll bleep that out with a frog sound or a bar or something funny.
Avocado!
What were we talking about?
The laser, yeah. We'll bleep that out with that sound that we mentioned earlier.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, United States, and died on February the 12th, 2000 in Santa Rosa, California, United States. He was an American cartoonist and creator of the famous comic strip Peanuts, which featured the characters, among others.
We know who they are.
Yeah, everyone knows who they are. If you don't, you're missing
out. Watch
it,
yeah.
He is widely regarded as one of the most influential cartoonists of all time. cited by cartoonists included Jim Davis, Bill Watterson, Matt Groening, Dave Pilkey, and Stephen Pastis. In July 1981, Schultz underwent a heart bypass surgery, and whilst he was in the hospital recovering, he actually had a call from President Ronald Reagan, who wished him a very speedy recovery.
Can you imagine getting a call from the president just being like, yeah, hope you get well soon?
Yeah, that would have been
cool. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, let's not get political. Yeah. It'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think so. Do you know who Matt Groening is?
I don't.
Creator of Simpsons, Futurama.
He created that?
Yeah. Okay. And the new one, I can't remember. It's on Netflix. No, that's different guy. Not Family Guy.
But we're not talking about that guy that you're talking about. We're talking about...
Yes, we are. Schultz. Good redirection.
Yep. So Schultz had suffered from colon cancer, which he later died of. So now, were you listening? Are you ready for the questions?
Well, we'll do our best, won't we? We'll do our best.
Yeah.
Team Took.
Yep.
Or Team Latom. Lom.
Yeah. I like that segment. Ready, Amy? Okay, so quick quiz. Question number one.
Right, going to read the question first, Abby? Don't want to, that's all right.
If you don't want to, I can read them out. Yeah. When was Charles Schultz born?
Sorry,
It was at the beginning. So when was he born?
Okay, so you got a guess? Let's do two different guesses. Let's be. We're not a team anymore. We're going alone.
So we all know it's in November because it's our November.
Okay. What do you think?
So what day?
November. So go on, hit us with a year.
Year and day.
Nineteen eighty.
Okay.
What day?
Wednesday
the... It's just, 7th, you say? The 8th, 1980.
Yeah. So 1980, okay.
You said earlier, didn't you say?
Yeah.
1902. Amy? Give us a guess. Yeah. Cover those answers. Give us a guess. When was he born? Charles Schultz.
1904?
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guess.
Okay, so all of you were wrong with the year.
Who was
closest? 1922. So, Amy.
Amy was the closest.
And the day was the 26th of November.
Oh.
So near the end.
Right, so I'm going to put down our scores on here. You can't see them, sadly, but I'll read them out at the end.
Okay, it's another date. But it's when did Charles Schultz die?
I remember this one.
Okay, Luke first, and we'll do Tom last if he remembers it.
Well, I'll say that. I'll probably get it wrong now. So go on, mate, give us a...
November.
But what year?
Nineteen seventy-two.
Okay.
Right, Amy, give us a year. any year you think he was born, or he died in?
Like, I'm hiding the year with my finger.
Born
1990?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So I think 2000.
So, yep, he died in the 2000s on February the 12th. So let's hope he had no Valentine's Day plans for that year, because he died 2 days before Valentine's Day. Miserable.
It's all right.
Okay, next question. What president phoned him in hospital?
Oh, I remember that one as well.
Go.
Do you remember?
Say a president.
Go on, say a president.
Met the board.
B.
Yeah.
Bush.
Ooh, okay. Good guess.
Bush, you think it was Bush? What president do you think it was? Do you know any presidents? Say any. It can be Kennedy, it can
or
be Bush,
name.
It can be Obama, it can be Trump.
President Cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger.
President Cheeseburger.
President Cheeseburger. Oh. What president was it, Tom?
Well.
Come on, buddy.
Sure, let's have a drum roll, please. Give me a drum roll. President Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan.
I say Regan. It wasn't that. Sorry.
Regan?
Yeah. Ronald Reagan? I don't know how.
That's okay.
I'm really bad with pronunciation.
Was it Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, it was. Bonus question for bonus point. What did he wish for Charles Schultz when he was in hospital when Reagan phoned him?
So what did he call in to say?
Get well.
I think he called him up to ask him what his favourite type of burger was. Favourite flavour.
I don't know.
Maybe. I'm clearly on a burger
but fire. But yeah, it was speedy recovery, so get well soon.
Well done,
yeah.
Luke and Amy.
Oh, I just dropped.
I'm clearly on a burger vibe, do you think? Speedy
okay,
recovery.
Okay, next question. What state was he born in, and what state did he die in?
Well, given your pronunciation, let's have a think. Does anyone remember?
So, state was he born in? So, on November 26, 1922, what state was he born in?
So, where was he born? Where? Not when, where? Think of a place on Earth.
Well, in the United States.
In the...
Like Michelle. Do you want to put that away?
Well, then my answer's wrong. So, think of a place.
Alabama.
Alabama?
Oh, okay, Abby's thinking Alabama.
You gone for Alabama? Got a place?
Find your own place. I choose
Crediton?
Alabama.
Okay, we can say Crediton.
Texas?
Texas?
Exeter?
Exeter? Yeah. Okay, what do you say?
America.
America.
So, where in America?
Los Angeles.
Okay, so he was actually born in Minneapolis in Minnesota.
Minneapolis.
That's how you say it. I can't say it.
Minnesota.
I know how to say Minnesota.
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 Like you're ordering a small drink. Yeah, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. What state did he die in? So we've had a close answer already by someone.
Texas.
Okay. Okay, just give me a state in America.
Well, Texas.
Where you think he died. A place, maybe.
Tennessee, Texas.
You said I'm going to go with Exeter this time.
Exeter.
Just give it a go.
Okay.
Exeter? What are you saying?
Mallorca.
Mallorca? Yeah,
Mallorca.
Why not? Let's see where it goes.
Texas.
Ben?
Sorry, what am I doing?
Guess a state.
A state where Charles... Schultz, the cartoonist and creator of
Peanuts, died.
Of Peanuts died, and Charlie Brown.
London.
He created Charlie Brown.
Yep. Where did he die?
Texas.
Michelle's saying London. London.
Yeah. Are we doing London? London, Berlin.
State. Just
anywhere.
Give me a state.
Anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Florida.
So, I'm going to say Ben's the closest because it was in California.
Oh.
But it was Santa Rosa.
Right, I'm adding Ben to the scoreboard.
Yeah.
So he died in California.
Cool.
Next question. What was Charles Schultz's nickname? And you actually was like,
I know
oh
this
my
one.
God.
I know this
is
one.
Is that part of his name?
Okay, so.
Charlie.
No.
Even better than that. So, let's. Amy, what do you think his nickname was?
I have a mate.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I have a mate whose dog.
What
was
did you
called.
Say?
So Amy guessed Peanut.
Oh, good guess, Amy.
Luke.
Donkey.
I'm gonna guess Sparky.
Sparky.
Chaz.
Snoopy.
Michelle. What's his nickname? What does he get called? Could be called anything at all.
Pick that.
Kit Kat.
Yeah. That's
okay,
a good guess.
Okay, so the right answer was. Tom with Sparky.
Sparky.
Yeah.
I did know the answer to it. I did know the answer to it.
Because we read it beforehand.
Yeah, you all missed the reading.
But there's some good guests.
You missed the research.
Okay, everyone should know this next question. What famous characters did he create?
Charlie Brown.
And.
Sleepy.
Yeah. So if you didn't know that.
Okay, so everyone's got that. Yeah.
Sinful.
I'm going to put all.
Because
that's
no,
the best
that.
One.
Well, I was first. Surely I get points.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay. And that was it. That's the questions. We'll tell you who wins after these honourable mentions.
Honourable birthday mentions. So, yes, honourable birthday
Leo
mentions.
DiCaprio. Woo!
Happy birthday, Leo. Happy
DJ Khaled.
Happy birthday, DJ Khaled.
Woo! Kendall Jenner. Oh. Kendall. Woo! Kendall. Mick Thompson.
Yay! Slipknot. Slipknot.
Off with your head, Marie Antoinette.
Oh. Last one.
No, there's two more.
Oh, last two.
Marie Curie.
Marie Curie.
I say Marie. It's Mary. I say Marie. And Adolf Dassler.
And who is Adolf Dassler, real quick?
Adidas.
Adidas entrepreneur.
Adidas man.
Cool.
Adidas
that was a really good history section. And maybe we don't do the history section after this because it was related to the Heritage Project, but we've got a new Heritage Project coming up, maybe we keep it going.
What? I want to keep the history.
I think the history is really fun.
It's the fun part.
And we learn loads.
I love it.
So we're going to keep the history section because it's unanimously been decided just now. And we do it because we learn loads of researching, archiving skills, and it's really important and it's really crucial to learning about the past.
Yeah.
And learning skills for the future as well.
Journey to the past.
Sounds good.
Thank you.